This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Ryle Scherwitzel. He is a physicist turned entrepreneur with a focus on digitalization of healthcare. He co-founded Natural Cycles around the mission to empower women with the knowledge they need to be in charge of their reproductive health. And Dr. Scherwitzel, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Thanks for coming out and really appreciate your time today. Looking forward to hearing all the details as well. So for starters, tell us what exactly is Natural Cycles?
So Natural Cycles is a birth control app offering women an effective hormone-free solution. It's in the U.S., it's the first and only app that is cleared by the FDA for the use of birth control.
And that is certainly outstanding. And tell us, even taking that even further, how does it work and how can people use it?
Yes, so Natural Cycles works the following way. A woman measures her temperature in the morning. So she follows a daily morning routine where she measures her temperature, enters then the data into the app, and that's really when then the algorithm that is behind the application comes in, analyzes the data, and then figures out, based on the data that the woman has given, where the woman is in her cycle, and assess whether there's a risk of pregnancy. So the algorithm will return a red day when we consider that there's a risk of pregnancy and the woman and her partner are instructed to abstain or use protection. And while on a green day, there's no such risk. In the end, we have performed several clinical studies on this product, and they have repeatedly shown that we achieve effectiveness rates of 93% with typical use and 98% with perfect use. So this is how Natural Cycles works as a birth control.
Now, I understand your wife, Dr. Alina Berglund, is the other co-founder of the brand, which that's pretty awesome to have a wife in on this as well. How did you come about the idea of a digital birth control together?
Yeah, I mean, it really came out of a personal need. Alina, she has been on hormonal contraception for more than 10 years, and she wasn't unhappy with it, but she was in a stage of her life where she wanted to quit hormonal contraception and try something non-hormonal. And so we looked into what's available in that space, and we quickly discovered that there were only very few options out there. And we are scientists ourselves, physicists, and we basically read up all the literature, and we realized that actually by tracking your temperature data and then analyzing it with an algorithm allows you to basically effectively find out whether and when you can get pregnant. And so we used this birth control app ourselves for many years now.
And I'd say that's pretty awesome. You're using the product that you actually created and sell. You can't get any better than that. Today we are speaking with Dr. Ryle Scherwitzel, a physicist turned entrepreneur with a focus on the digitalization of healthcare. He co-founded Natural Cycles around the mission to empower women with the knowledge they need to be in charge of their reproductive health. Here on eHealth Radio's Female Health, Technology, and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, why is personalization so important when it comes to birth control?
I think it's not just important for birth control, but for medicine in general. I think we've done, the society as a whole, we've done a great job at coming up with public health guidelines that are, you know, applicable to for the general population, but the next big step is actually to personalize those guidelines to the individuals, and here in our case it's birth control, right? So like there are some basic rules that you can apply to understand fertility, and they are by design made simple so that everyone can kind of quickly use them, but then you trade but you make them simple, but then they become more general and therefore less personal and therefore also less accurate for the individual, because in the end every person is different, and in our case every woman has a a different cycle. Some of them are long, short, regular, irregular, and that's really where the personalization of the algorithm comes in, because the algorithm only takes data from the individual woman and then assesses for that specific woman whether she's at risk of pregnancy or not. And so we really, within the field of women's health and within birth control, we are really pioneering this way of personalization of medicine, I would say.
And certainly does make a lot of sense. Good stuff there. And who is this form of birth control meant for the most? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so when it comes to birth control, there's really no one size that fits all. I think it's really, we see that it's very important that different women at different stages of their life have access to a wide range of birth control options and also understand the pros and the cons of those different methods. So with natural cycles, we really wanted to expand this choice, especially in the non-hormonal category. And so we see that this form of birth control is ideally suited for women that basically are looking for something that is non-hormonal yet demand efficacy. And I think one added benefit to using natural cycles as a birth control is also that once you use it as a birth control, it becomes also quite a lot more than that, because you really get to know your body and your health, your fertility, and that gives a lot of power and control to our users. And they also often then go on beyond using it for birth control, but then also to plan pregnancies and kind of go in between those two different stages of their lives. And that's something that that our users tell us that they really like about our product.
Dr. Cher Whistle, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly appreciate your introducing Natural Cycles to the audience and what you have in place here. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yeah, I think it's a very exciting time to be working in the field of digitalization of medicine, and we're excited to be active in the field of women's health. I think there's a lot to be done, and I think we see that, you know, like, women are joining our product because they're looking for something non-hormonal and effective, but then they discover that actually what is really empowering is that it's the information they gather about their bodies and how they can make informed decision about their reproductive health with us. And I think that's something that is not only exciting in the field that we're working in, but in general for the whole field of medicine. And it's going to be very interesting to see how all these things advance over the next years.
And do thank you for those concluding remarks. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get more information on Natural Cycles, where's the best place online to get further details?
So if you're looking for more information, you can download the app Natural Cycles in the App Store or visit the website naturalcycles.com.
And I'd say that has the bases covered. Again, Dr. Cher Whistle, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Cool. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Dr. Ryle Cher Whistle, a physicist who's turned entrepreneur with a focus on the digitalization of healthcare. He co-founded Natural Cycles around the mission to empower women with the knowledge they need to be in charge of their reproductive health. And for further details, visit naturalcycles.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.